What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Now they're rolling. Sound is speeding in 3, 2.
It's your bet. Okay, hold on. Okay, I got a new one, so I have to start over. Okay, come on. Because Jack on the coach, I had to switch it up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Cameras are rolling.
Yeah.
Sound is speeding in 3, 2.
It's your Boston baked bean dream.
Look at Rick.
That's kind of ill, though. That's kind of ill, though.
Boston, hold on, Boston baked bean dream.
Yo, try saying that 3 times fast.
That is kind of ill, though.
I just gotta think about that. Like, I'm trying to beat Jack. You know how Jack always come with different. I had to. Okay, y'all ready?
I love that, though.
You ever?
It's always fun.
Okay. So
it can be funny. Nah, it can be funny. We just gotta get ready for us to laugh. That's all.
Queens influences everything, you know.
Anyway, turn the temperature down just one.
How about them Celtics, though? Let's talk about them Celtics, though. It's your Boston baked bean dream.
It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is The Culture Report presented by The God Show. The Culture Report presented by The God Show.
He's going to present me. You missed that whole memo?
He only gets to sit on the couch one on his birthday and like Christmas.
Special occasion.
All right, I'm on. All right, are you on now? Can we do our show? Just wanna make sure. 3, 2.
Hello, everyone. It's your Boston baked bean dream.
It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is The Culture Report presented by The God Show. Let's go. And today we have a guest on the show. He's actually executive producer of the show, and he told me, "I don't give a fuck what you, Aaron, or KG say. I'm sitting on that couch for my birthday, and this That's is his fact. Birthday mm-hmm. show. So let's everybody give it up for Burgundy Jack Dan."
Hold on. You know I got my own introduction though.
Yeah.
Wait, the introduction.
Yeah.
So today I'm the Supreme Fiend from Queens, Burgundy Jack Dan. Supreme from head to the toe.
Supreme Fiend
from Queens.
I want you to know that if you don't have on Supreme,
this is all
it
Supreme.
Just sounds like it's you said, Supreme. "I am a Supreme Fiend."
Right.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, otherwise you got a drug problem?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wanted to say.
What you wanted to say?
The Supreme Fiend from the land of the Supreme Team, because that's actually a fact.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's Supreme from head to toe.
Okay, that's nice.
Happy Supreme team from Queens. You got that.
Only New Yorkers. Only New Yorkers think because they have on a brand is fresh. Only New Yorkers think because the brand name, this is Supreme. I don't give a fuck, it's ugly. Not saying that about you, I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not dissing him. I'm just saying like why everybody, it's like the name of the outfit matters more than the person wearing it. Like,
yeah,
nigga,
it does.
You Burgundy Jack. Yeah. Burgundy, Supreme Burgundy. Should be lucky to be wearing they shit. What
it
you talking
should,
about?
Right? They need to send me some boxes and some bucks.
Guess what? They won't send it to you when you claim them already. Like, you are the
you
Supreme Fiend.
Them.
Why would I send you? I don't see nobody giving crackheads crack to get them hooked.
Well, you know,
you just said you a fiend. They know you ain't going to keep shopping.
maybe not.
Ain't no maybe. I'm just telling you. But I'm happy to see all of y'all.
Happy to see you too.
This is a great day. Let's talk.
Let's get into it.
Where we going first?
So, I have to come to you because you was in Vegas this weekend and the Lovers and Friends show was canceled. So, I want to know what is going on. Why was the show canceled? Was it because of the wind or was it because they had some trouble with their artists?
No. Okay, so I thought it was something bigger because the Friday, the night before they canceled it, it was just a nice day.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, it's winds in Vegas, but it wasn't like
the way they made it seem like it was like tornado winds. Mm. Mm. And I will say, during the day, I think everybody in Vegas was looking for the winds.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even windy, but when that fucking sun went down, it was, I mean, bro, it was hard to walk. You had tears in your eyes. That's how windy it was. I ain't gonna lie. My first response was, "You fucking lying."
I know.
I'm in Vegas. I'm like, it was because it was. Remember, we found out like 12 a.m.
Yeah.
Before the day of the show, like, so yeah, it was it was cool though. Shout out to Usher and Jen. They was they was taking care of us, so we was good regardless. But it was still like
crazy.
The winds was bad. And Vegas. And by the way, Las Vegas has a rule. Just for people that think it's bullshit, it's a city thing. Las Vegas has a rule where, like, how snow might shut Atlanta down, and like rain shuts down LA, wind shuts down Las Vegas.
Okay, I never knew
and,
that.
Yeah, and because the last time they had a concert and it was windy, they a speaker, the wind blew a speaker and it killed six people.
Oh, damn. Wow.
So they can't have, when it's windy, it's like, we ain't playing with that. But I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, that everybody during the daytime would have been fine. But when Usher would have hit the stage for that confession show, he would have been fucked. Because it was so, and I mean, like, and it's like uncomfortable wind. Like wind that you can lean against and it blows you. Blows like you.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
So how are they going to go about refunding people? You guys
said, come to the gate, you'll get it.
Okay, but you guys spent so much time. You caught a flight to Vegas. You pay for a hotel. You probably went shopping and did all this stuff. And then you tell me a couple hours before.
Charge it to the game, baby.
That my show is canceled. I would be mad.
But I didn't shop for the show. I shop because I like to shop. And I like to shop in Vegas.
But some people shop for the show.
Now, if I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota, no disrespect, give me in Minneapolis. I love y'all. Let me say another city. I'm going to say Cleveland. No, not Cleveland. I got some friends. Give me a city, somebody. I just went to Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're nice. Just give me a city. Dakota. South Dakota.
Say Dakota.
If you go to South.
Okay.
Now, I went to South.
Don't nobody go there.
Fuck you, Aaron. If I went to the state, South Dakota, and the show got canceled, I probably would have burned that fuck down. But I was in Vegas. By the way, it was everybody was out there. Vegas was a vibe, man. It was cool. I hate that it was canceled because I was looking for, like, I'm actually friends and cool with probably about 1/3 of the artists. Yeah. On there. So I was just excited just to see my friends perform. Yeah. And so yeah, that was it. But it's cool. You know, it's cool. And listen, we always say what we should have did, but when you always pick safety.
Yeah, safety first, for sure.
Like, I know we always say take risks, but that's in business. That's not in life.
Definitely. Yeah.
In business, take risk. By the way, that was a business risk.
Yeah.
The wind came, they probably lost a whole lot of money, probably had the insurance have to pay it, and it's just a business cost, but nobody lost their life.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
And if that would have happened, we would have been like, he knew the wind. Usher would have been getting sued by everybody in the audience. Sometimes it's best to just cover your ass, keep it moving, and go to the next thing.
Okay, I was just making sure, because I was like, was it the winds?
I had a good ass time. Vegas is my favorite city in America.
Yes, Vegas. It's always a good time in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Not OJ. What was it? Not OJ.
Right.
But yeah, it was cool though. It's cool. Listen, I'm happy that we alive, we good. Don't worry about the rest. Like,
you had a good time. That's all that matters.
I saw it.
If somebody asked me to go to Vegas right now, I would go.
Yeah.
That's the only place in America that I will
team trip to Vegas.
No, we not.
Unless
Jay Durrell is driving, then we can go to Vegas. But if y'all think it's a flight, nigga, please. The radar ain't got no corporate card. What else we got?
Okay, so, it's been What's Beef Part 7. Drake and Kendrick, they're still going at it.
It's over.
Do you think it's over?
It's over.
It's over.
So who won?
Kendrick. Yes. Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close. He won. Drake shouldn't drop anything. It's funny to me because Drake, his disses felt like that. Has anybody ever seen that? It's a meme of the Grinch, and he goes, rah! And he backs up and he goes, rah! Because it was like he was trying to attack you, but you could tell he was holding restraint. Meanwhile, Kendrick was giving him Mike Tyson blows.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, bitch.
He was definitely coming with the blows. He even exposed Drake for having another kid.
We don't know if that's true or not, though.
It doesn't matter. He was exposed.
Okay, so my thing is this. Charlamagne said something really important. He said, when Drake said we was feeding y'all information, if you were feeding them information and you knew you were feeding them information, why didn't you record you feeding them information?
Facts.
That would have made it all, that would have made Kendrick look dumb. But, because if I know I'm gonna reveal it later or if I'm gonna say it later that I got you, then I would have, screenshot.
I mean the text that you sent in the
Like Kim and Kim K and Ye did the Taylor Swift. They called her just in case she say something different. They recorded it.
Yeah.
And he should, if they going, if that, I don't believe, listen, I believe that nigga is, I believe that nigga is going through it. Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously he's way richer than me. So of course it's probably like, I'm rich going through it, but you going through it.
Yeah.
Because a nigga just took your food in front of everybody and dared you to do something about it. And it's like, nigga, we ain't even talking no more. That's why I think the shit is true. I think if it was a diss, he would have dissed back. But because I think it's true, he probably getting his business affairs in order.
I think the crazy thing, the Meet the Grams record. Shout out to Alchemist.
Oh, the Alchemist produced that.
Okay, that was hard.
That shit was crazy.
The nigga made a song called Meet the Grams, and he wrote a verse to everybody in the family.
In the family.
The son, the daughter, the mother, the father, and him.
Oh, wow.
Meet the Grams, nigga. Nigga, incredible, nigga. How do you beat him?
You can't. And the crazy thing about it was, like, it wasn't, like, a scathing diss. Like, it was kind of like I could see, like, it's like if he did a video, like, he's sitting in a psychologist chair, like, talking to this nigga, like, walking him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, just walking him through it. Like, that shit was just, like, so crazy. And
so what was some of the bars that you would remember that he said? What was some of your favorite bars on that song?
Well, you know, I don't remember the lyrics too much.
But
okay. I remember he did say something about his mother.
It was a line where he said to his son, he said, and don't let your dad, something of the nature of don't let your dad think that just because you get bitches, you ain't a bitch.
Yeah, that was crazy. So he called his son a bitch?
No, he told his son. He wrote, and the verse he wrote, he was talking to the son, and he said, he was basically saying, your dad's this kind of person, you'll figure it out when you get older, and here's some lessons that I want you to know, because I'm a man. Don't think just because you're getting bitches, that can't make you a bitch.
Right, right.
Your dad should teach you that.
Oh. That was a good one.
No, he went at his son, my father, he went at his son, he went at the daughter that we don't know exists. If that nigga got a daughter, 11 years old. If we find, I'm telling you right now, we find he got 11-year-old daughter, his career is over.
Think so,
nigga? And no we question. Find out. Look at. Not by Sarah, not by my head. She don't never do nothing.
No question.
Like oh, dog. Shit. If he we has find old, out he has an 11-year-old daughter, it is over for him.
Why?
Because it's validating everything.
Because that's a girl.
Yep.
That you left out in the world.
Yeah.
That you didn't protect.
We don't respect
your whole
that.
Music is certified lover boy. You ain't even loving your own child, nigga. You done.
Yeah, that's true.
If that nigga got a daughter, he's done. Like, and I ain't saying that he won't be a superstar. I'm not saying, but I'm saying the peak was before Kendrick dropped all those records, and now we slowly crashing now. You can't if he got a daughter, because what's gonna happen is black women gonna start hating him.
Yeah,
because they're gonna be like, you didn't even claim your daughter like a girl.
Yeah,
yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, you don't leave no girl in the world. You're the biggest star in the world. What the fuck? It don't hurt your reputation, but it also shows if he does have a child, it also proves what everybody says about him. He just doesn't want to grow up.
No.
The fact that he calls himself the boy, when that nigga Kendrick said, nigga, tucking your kids in, you don't know nothing about that. Nigga, teaching them about work, praying with them, you don't know nothing about, like, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not even in OVO camp, and I felt like, oh my God.
He was low blows.
I would have paid money to see everyone in the room listening to that shit. Oh my. Cause they can't listen to it once.
No,
yeah, you gotta
play that shit back at least 5-6 times.
I might have listened to that shit about 40 times.
Nigga, I've listened to Euphoria about 150 fucking times. But the problem is that my son, Little Raymond, said Drake needs to stop focusing on fighting 20 people and focus on the one nigga that's really
coming
kicking his
you.
Ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Ross saying like Game is attacking Ross. Like,
I saw
let them
that
go
too.
At it. Like, it's like let them go at it, or but like. That dude right there, I'll be scared of him if I was Drake. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, to me, it's like, That nigga just, his Drake songs felt like Ben Stiller movies. Like Long Came Polly, you know, like you know what I'm trying to say? Like Something About Mary. Like it might be a little conflict in there, but we know it's gonna be a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know, and that nigga Kendrick shit felt like John Singleton movies.
And he is a Gemini, you know.
Right. Somebody died.
He's a Gemini.
Somebody died at the end. Somebody died at the end of his movies. You're right.
Somebody died.
I think the even crazier thing is the next day. He come with the Not Like Us record that Mustard did. Which is like the new West Coast resurgence.
But here's the thing though. But listen what they, imagine going into a club singing They Not Like Us. And you know that you're the day.
Yeah.
Nigga, they not like, it's like, I'm the day? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I think for Drake, like, it's not good for him because now everybody's really like, oh, he's not like us. Everybody's finally realizing, like, Drake is not like us.
So I'm going to tell y'all something. In my business, there's privilege that goes out to certain people. Rick, you know this.
Yes, it is.
Jack, you know this. I'm telling you, there's privilege that goes out to certain people. There's a video of Paul Rosenberg talking to Drake. Drake just came out and he was like, you're going to be the biggest artist in the world. You're a Jew. And Drake is like, yeah, I've had a bar mitzvah, all this stuff. And he was like, you're really a Jew. And he's like, bro. Then Drake starts going in deeper on all the, like, I'm so Jewish that I've done this. And he was like, bro, they're going to love you. And they do, by the way. And they do love him. So I always said his power was he could say nigga while wearing a yarmulke.
Yeah.
And to me, that is the most dangerous part because he was playing with fire. And the one thing, okay, I'm going to tell y'all something. Tell y'all, look, when I was in Vegas, because I was just getting into the psychology of why they're attacking him. So I hit my man. I ain't going to say his name because I didn't tell him I was going to say it on record, but he's Eminem's man. And I just was like, yo, did Eminem ever charge for features? And he was like, no. Do you know that Eminem never charged for features or production to no black artists?
Oh, wow.
You know why he did that? Because he knew he had privilege.
Yeah.
And he knew that they can, like, everybody in rap can stop Drake. I don't know. Yeah. I don't care what y'all think. Oh, everybody thinking that because he got white people, he's white. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. Stopped. Niggas is the only nigga that can stop Drake.
Yeah.
Jewish people can stop him too. Though. We the only two. Anybody that's on the other side can stop him.
Yeah.
And I just look at it like when Kendrick went at him, dog, I just felt bad for the nigga.
Yeah, I feel bad for Drake.
It was a bad day to be light skinned.
I feel bad for Drake too.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, and it's hard to feel bad for a nigga that's successful, but that nigga took it from you.
Yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
You can't. What can he do? Let me tell you why. Look what he just said. Kendrick dropped "They Not Like Us." Where they playing that at?
Everywhere.
Where? On the West Coast.
Predominantly.
Yeah.
Nigga, right. It's a West Coast bop. They play it everywhere, but it's a West Coast bop. When Drake makes a bop, who claims it? Who gonna play it first?
The DJ. Right.
Name the radio station in Toronto. Name the personality from Toronto.
Flow, but
you know, you do radio.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Somebody else.
Toronto. You do radio, nigga. That nigga knew it for the top of his life.
But my point is that he has no culture. The only culture he had was our culture.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing leaders from our culture say, white boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
They not like us. Oh, he's this, or he's a pedophile, all this shit. Now niggas is like, hold on. Drake shit so hard, niggas forgot about Puff.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
we laid off of Puff. Yeah.
Puff posted a picture of his beautiful daughter today and let the comments open. Niggas don't even think about him no more.
No.
Now it's I don't know if he has that in him. Cause he ain't never had, and I don't care what nobody say, like what's the only nigga they mention from Drake's camp? It's only one nigga they mention.
Baka?
No.
I don't know no
more. Chubbs.
Oh, Chubbs, okay.
He the darkest nigga and he the realest nigga.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the only nigga you need, like 500 Chubbs.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick got 5,000 Chubbs and Compton alone. Don't even know him.
Facts. Right.
Who just wanna, and the fact that a shooting happened at your house in Toronto, your security, and your London
store
gets violated. Bro, we looking at the start. Nigga, there was a point in time, I mean, if you're young listening to this, there was a point in time where Ja Rule was the biggest artist in the fucking world.
For facts. Sure.
This nigga, where would I be without you? Like, what? It was like he was the biggest artist in the world.
That's a fact.
And then all it takes is one Queens nigga to come say, you ain't a gangsta, but you never pop none, nigga. And now we looking at him. Like, damn, are you that?
Yeah.
Now niggas like, now Irv Gotti is talking. Then this nigga signed with Eminem and Dre alliances. Then he now Ja Rule can't sell a record to save his life. No. And he ain't even did nothing wrong.
No.
50 Cent killed him. Nigga, I don't know how far Drake gonna go. I want to see how far white people gonna take him right now. And I say that respectfully. Yeah. I want to see how far they gonna take him, because he got a lot to prove to niggas to show us that he deserved to be called a real nigga. Because you got ghostwriters. Everything wrong with hip hop, you got. You got ghostwriters. You making certified, you call yourself certified lover boy. If a nigga walked in and say certified lover boy, they would have been like, who you loving on?
Yeah, for sure.
Me? Nigga, yeah. My bitch? Because everything about him was corny.
Yeah.
He was just really talented and made really good music. And now you got another nigga who ain't cool. That's another thing. Kendrick ain't cool. He's just gifted and naturally himself.
Creative.
You mentioned the nigga wife. Then they don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, right. I'm willing to predict. I don't think Kendrick is done.
No. Well, I mean, that record is like the number one song in the country. That's and he's never had a number one record before. So now that's
Drake gonna claim that.
Yeah.
That's big.
I gave you your own number one.
Let me ask you this question. So like the third verse of the record, Kendrick goes into this thing about Atlanta and telling the history lesson, and then talking about how each of the major Atlanta artists contributed to Drake's success. And it was pretty creative how he did it.
And the thing about it is that Atlantans always knew. We just didn't think no one else knew. Uh-huh. So once he called it out, Drake can't run to Atlanta no more. He just closed that door. Like, think about it. Where can he run? Like, look at it like this. Like, Kendrick said, nigga, that's why you can't beat that nigga. He was like, oh, I know what you do. Now I'm going to do it on the third song. You go to Atlanta, you go, you get your, what he said, you get your, you need a future to get you. Pluto got you in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Baby gave you the lingo. Thug made you feel like you was actually a slime.
Yeah.
And 21 Savage gave you street cred.
Quavo said you could be from the north side.
And 2 Chainz said you good. But he lied. Dog, I'm trying to tell you, bro, I think everybody, because you know, you got to remember something about black people. If we think you the man, you the man.
Yeah, for sure.
If we see somebody punk you, you can never be the man again.
No.
The only way Ja Rule comes back is if he beats the shit out of 50 Cent one-on-one. And then stands on top and say, well, what I be without you? Like, it's like, he's back.
He should have did that years ago.
He can't probably.
He can't come back.
50
it's
Cent is
with.
Like 6'3", yeah. 250 solid.
He can't do that.
Come
he
on, man. But my point is, I'm just saying, man, like, it's. I don't want to say it's over because you never count the talent out, but I don't know if Drake is willing to do the work. And let's also talk about who's been very quiet. Wayne French ain't said Montana. A word. Nope. Fuck that. Wayne ain't said a word.
Mm.
Nicki ain't said a word.
That's true.
Baby, who always gets involved, ain't said a word.
Said a word.
Slim ain't said a word. Jay Prince ain't said a word.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking. Because at some point in time, I mean,
you
need my help with him.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's not like Meek was like, I got the killers and the hitters. And Kendrick is like, he's just a poet, just talking. You need my, and that's a sign. Everybody's standing down. It's too quiet.
It's very quiet.
I mean, when it's quiet out loud, that means somebody's behind the scenes trying to squash shit. Yep. Keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Somebody's making, like, and that's why I like what he said. I ain't talking to no silly. I got a language barrier. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga is crazy. No joke, bro.
Yeah, they've been doing Drake dirty. Kendrick.
Don't do that.
He a Gemini.
He ain't the victim here.
No.
Do not. Kendrick's a Gemini. He ain't
Drake
stopping.
Drake ain't no victim.
You a Gemini?
Yeah, I'm a Gemini. Kendrick's a Gemini too, and I don't think he's stopping.
You one of those, huh?
Going. Yeah.
Geminis are the most vindictive people alive.
Really?
Nobody want to kill you. Nobody want to kill you
more than a Gemini.
More than a Gemini. They're the most vindictive. What?
When we get mad, we get really
Pac
mad.
Pac was a Gemini.
Nigga, Pac was a Gemini. Kanye West is a Gemini. Prince is a Gemini. Yeah. Nigga, Geminis don't play.
Mm-mm.
They are crazy.
Yeah.
They don't. And if you get on their bad side, it's something in their head. I used to date a Gemini. Yeah, that motherfucker's a psycho.
Yeah.
She tried to ruin my whole life a few times.
You know what it is? We the best person till you try us. And I always say everybody.
And sometimes you don't know you're trying them. That's the key.
Right.
That's the key to Geminis.
No.
You might not know you tried them, Chad. You just showed up in a red shirt. Bitch, I hate that color.
Right.
Now they on your ass. Think I ain't know?
Because we might have woke up on the, I might have woke up on the wrong side of bed. You say one thing, and baby, it's just fire.
So let me ask you, you got names for each of your two personalities?
Yeah.
What's like an alter ego? Who are they?
I got Sabrina.
Nigga said left and right.
And I got Dream.
I hate you. This nigga said left and right. I hate you for that.
Who even pays him any attention?
Nigga, like, left and right. Left and right. Hold on. So Dream is, so Sabrina's a family woman. Yeah. Dream is the,
and Dream is that
Magic City legend.
Magic City outside with whatever type shit. Yeah.
With the shizzits?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What about you, Jack? You got two people in there?
Nah, I'm a bull. I just got two horns out of poker. Pause.
Hold on.
I'm not sure how to receive.
Can I ask you a question? Yo, this nigga is crazy. Yo, this nigga says a lot of weird, ill, different shit. This nigga says his favorite animal is a Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
Nigga, anybody know what a Komodo dragon is?
Yeah, no, different. He always said
they different. They different.
Yeah. They eat everything alive.
And they're poisonous. So once they, all they gotta do is bite you, and they'll just let you try to get away. They know you're gonna die.
That's what they bite you.
They know you're gonna die.
But they watch you. Mm-hmm. The whole time they watch you.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you are, so you are a Taurus.
Yeah, both.
Big, I like both. Tauruses.
Yeah, so Taurus is cool.
May 12th, Sunday, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. What you doing for it?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to New York. My birthday twin, the legendary Royal Flush, is having a he had cancer, he's recovering from cancer, so he's having a benefit concert at SOBs. So I told him I'd come out there and show him some love. And then Friday, we're going to have dinner somewhere in New York.
Okay. I didn't see us inviting none of his birthday events, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, I figured y'all going to roll out the red carpet when I get back. We're going to do Nobu or do something crazy next week.
Once the day's over. You know, chose your tribe to spend your birthday with. You told us who you spend your birthday with. You told us who matter more. Go be with them.
Nigga, it's Mother's Day.
But you know what we're going to do for Jack's birthday? We're going to Onyx. And you know what just happened at Onyx?
They took that brain.
They went through the roof and took 250,000.
Man, somebody did an Ocean 11's move on Onyx this morning. So
wasn't
they said,
that much. It wasn't that. To me, it wasn't that bad. They only took 250,000.
How was it? Okay, but hold on. How did they have to get the 250K, though? First of all, they went through the roof. They had to dig through the roof, go through the roof. Now you have a safe. The money's in the safe.
Hold on, you get to the question I was about to say. How did they know all that?
That felt like somebody, whoever did it, is somebody that knew it. Because how do you know it's $250,000 in there that day?
One.
How do you know that where it is?
Two.
How do you know what tools to bring it?
Three.
And how are you prepared to get all of that money out in bags with two niggas?
Four and
they
five.
They knew they had time. They knew what was going on, and they went and got
it. So it took them 2 hours to get the money out. Okay, so they went in the safe. They had some tools. They said they have to have special tools to even getting that safe. So they got in the safe. They took the $250,000, and they seen them walking out at 6 a.m. They seen them.
They have footage.
Yeah, they seen them out at 6 a.m. But hold on, they broke in at 4 a.m. So it took them about good 2 hours to dig through the hole down to the safe, open the safe with the special tools they had.
Can I say something? You just proved my point even more. What time does Onyx close?
Onyx closes at 3:30.
And everybody, after they finish counting money, and they leave.
It was probably a slow night last night.
How do you, 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
How did you know to go in at 4 unless you knew everybody was gone?
Yeah.
Because a nigga, I'm not going to no club at 4. I would think you go at 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. Not 4 to 6, because we just shut down an hour ago. It's still, motherfucker might have left something.
Still in there, right.
Somebody might have left something and came back.
Mm-hmm.
They, whoever it was, they were staking it out, and they knew what they were doing, and they knew what was there. And you know
that had to be like a construction worker, some type of
somebody,
welder,
mastermind.
Yo, can I tell you something? Not to change the subject, but it's about this. It's this documentary on Netflix about a guy that y'all should watch. He's like considered the world's greatest thief.
Loop it.
Where he flies? Huh?
Y'all do you talking about Loop It?
No, it's not Loop It. Oh. But they tell a story of how he would walk into construction sites of banks and plant things on wires while the bank ain't even gonna open for another year and a half. Mm. And he was staking it that much.
Mm.
It was times where he was in the bank robbing it, and they didn't even know. The alarm would go off, they would come to the bank, and he would be in there looking at them, but they couldn't see him.
Mm.
So my point is this, is that if you really wanna do some shit, you can do it.
That was a
None of that shit surprises me. Yeah. None of that shit surprises me, and it's a lot easier than robbing a bank.
Yeah, for that's for sure. Yeah.
You know, nobody cares if you take money from strippers or, you know, right. But the you take some money from hardworking people, they on your ass. So, and by the way, $250,000 is not worth it. It's not enough.
It's not.
Nigga, $250,000 get you through 2024.
Yeah, but you don't even know what they had.
And it was two of y'all, so $125,000 gets you through.
But what if they had $0? Now they up $125,000. That's a lot of money to them.
And I know it is, and they'll be down 3 months from now.
You can't spend it all.
They're going to go to Magic with it.
They're going to go back to Onyx and throw it at the girls.
Onyx and throw it back in, recycle it.
Okay.
That's incredible.
Okay. So I seen this. I see something on Twitter that has something to do with the label deals. So it was basically saying that when you get signed to a record label, you should have these tools with you. So I wanted to know if you guys agree or disagree. So one.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Culture Referee. And if you're wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com, and we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Laptop, studio equipment, creative classes, camera and editing software, mandatory A&R, social media training, personal trainers, jam sessions with other artists, a therapist, and the deal money should not be given up front. It should be split in portions. Do you agree or disagree?
That sounds like somebody that wants to be in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Man, nobody in the music industry talks like that. All we let me tell y'all something about everybody in the music business. We are all building the plane as we fly it.
Yeah.
All of us are. Because there's no 401k for us.
That's a fact.
So you only can make enough money to walk away. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Or you got to stay in this rat race that we in. So when I see shit like that, it's like therapists. Like, shut the fuck up. Nigga, you know what?
They said a gym too.
You know what therapy is for you, artists? Your music.
Yeah.
Fuck you to my like that. To me, that's somebody that wants to be in the music business. That is not somebody in it.
They want all that stuff provided.
What's
for
a creator class?
I don't know.
Put it like this: when they was throwing around money in the 90s and early 2000s, you didn't get none of that.
Come on, Rick.
What the heck makes you think you're gonna get that now?
Camera editing software. Well, we like Best Buy.
Because maybe they learn, you know, they learn from their mistakes. Okay, this is what we need to be great. Maybe, you know, so they made a list.
Hold on, let me see. Let me do some real quick. Hold on. I'm a laptop studio equipment, 1, 2. Camera edit software, 3. Mandatory A&R, 4. Social media training, 5. Personal trainer, 6. Therapist, 7. 7 of the things you need on that list cannot be done by you.
Yeah.
You just told an artist you need a 7-man team, and you told my niggas ain't even got enough money to get KFC. Right. That's the reason why that shit. That's a new artist. That's some new shit. I hate you motherfuckers. I can't lie. I hate you fascinated with the game motherfuckers that think you know it because you've seen it. This shit is hard.
Right.
And this shit takes a certain level of having your head on a swivel. Do you know how tiring you have to be to have a head on a swivel 24/7, 365?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Like, nigga, you'll be so, you know what? Just send me home.
Just send you home.
I'd rather that. Because it's so much.
Yeah.
It's so much. It's like, it's too much, man. By the way, it's easy for artists to make it. It's an easier path. It's just more work.
Right.
But you know if you do the work, you can win in today's market.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can win in today's market. So it's an easier path, but it's more work. Because I just did a call with YouTube today. Man, I felt like I was in college. And they was telling me, I ain't lying, they was telling me, and you gotta do this, and you gotta press this, and when you do that, you gotta press that there, and then just a third level here, you gotta put that there, because that's gonna help you over here. And I'm like, nigga, we just did all that. He said, we still got a lot more to talk about. And I'm like, that's just YouTube.
That's just YouTube, yeah.
Now, what happens with Spotify? What happens with Apple Music? Mm-hmm. What happens with Deezer? What happens with motherfucking Pandora? What happens with Dog? You're literally talking about, there are 161 DSPs. Digital service providers, Spotify, Apple, Tidal, YouTube, Pandora, those are all DSPs. Nigga, they all have different algorithms mm-hmm. and different forms of engagement. And you mean to tell me you got time to sit around here and complain about shit you ain't got? You better, yeah. Nigga, you in school every day.
Right.
You better be learning this shit every day, because another thing is learning and applying what works for you.
Yeah.
Because this is the algorithm. It's going to chase. You can change the algorithm if you want. It's just too much work right now for us to be talking about certain shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel overwhelmed. I felt overwhelmed after that call. I don't know about you, Jordan. I was like.
He was like, I got a lot of shit to do.
What did you say? I'm like, and we hung on the phone and said, did somebody record that? Because that nigga gave us a lot. And that's just YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's not even talk about TikTok. Let's not even talk about Instagram. Let's not even talk about Snapchat. We're not even talking about the DSPs that don't pay.
Right.
But you need them just as much. Dog, it is so much work. I understand why we're having artist development.
Yeah.
I understand it now. It's almost impossible.
It's a lot. So you disagree basically with everything that's on that list.
I don't even acknowledge what
acknowledge that. That's bullshit. It will never happen. It will never happen.
I mean, it could, but it's gonna be a soft ass artist who's like, my personal trainer's not, hey, shut the fuck up. You need a personal trainer. My daddy did not, my social media manager did not show up today. Get your stupid.
Yeah. Speaking of a soft artist, we have one of our hardest artists in the news, and you know, Jeezy and Janine Mai.
Janae,
I know, don't you know? I can't.
You can fuck her name up. Black girls don't.
Janae
like
Mai. Oh, they're going through a divorce, as everybody knows. So now Jeezy's finally speaking up. You know, he's been quiet for a little bit. So Jeezy's finally speaking up. Like, she's just mad because she wanted to have another baby, and I didn't want to have another baby. And he leaks the text messages from them. So I was just thinking, like, how would this affect their brand? Because they're like big household names, especially, you know, Janine. She's
don't let the color of her skin make you think she's a bigger celebrity than Jeezy.
No, but she's like her brand is different,
her
though.
She's
like,
her brand is not Jeezy. Her brand is
she was on the
she was one of five on the second fucking show that the main show was The View. She was one of five.
She was on The View.
No, she wasn't. She was on The Real.
The Real, okay, The Real.
She was on the black version of The View on
the
B Fox.
She was on the B side.
And she was on, and not even she on the B team. She was the only Asian. She was, so yeah. It's like, come on.
But her going against a rapper is like, you know, so whose brand do you guys think that this situation with her and Jeezy is going to affect more? Her brand or his?
Definitely
hers.
Hers, no question.
And the reason why it's going to affect hers is because marrying her affected his.
Yes.
Yes.
I honestly didn't with the snowman. We never thought the snowman would be with a woman like that.
Never.
You know what I mean? We just knew he was gonna be with Akeisha.
Yeah.
We knew he was gonna have a wife like Gucci Mane wife, like a real black, strong personality black girl, and he went with her.
I feel like Jeezy tried to go corporate on us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He probably was. He probably did. And now he's dealing with this. And I don't think there's no black girls that are having mercy on him because of it.
No, because he should never did that from the beginning.
I mean, he probably liked the duck sauce.
Jack.
Okay.
Leave it up to Jack to say it.
Now you see why we only let him on. Now you see why we only let him on
once a month. Barely.
Once a season.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, you know, that whole
thing. But let's be clear, though. Okay, let's stop for a second. Let's all, as a team, talk it out on camera. Let's do this. What was offensive about that?
No,
that,
it was like a no, it's
duck
like
sauce
a
what
Chinese
you get from Asian restaurant.
Yeah, it's like the dip that you dip your chicken
It's like when Beyonce said, "Oh, Hillary Clinton said I got hot sauce in my purse."
It's its tone. It's its tone.
So I do love fried chicken though.
Right.
But I don't like watermelon.
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say? Like, I actually want to start walking for YouTube. I'm not even tell y'all that. I want to start going around tasting fried chicken places to see who got the best fried chicken, because I love it that much.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I don't care how much of a cliche it is. I like it. Not because I'm black. Shut the fuck up, Aaron. Somebody make the fresh fried chicken.
I make the best fried chicken.
But my point, I'm only asking y'all that because sometimes we, like, I don't know it was funny, but it wasn't offensive. It's some shit that you would have said at a Janae roast, and we would have laughed at it.
Speaking of roast. The great, great, great Tom Brady.
Shout out Boston.
Great.
All time great.
Where you from, man?
Listen, I got to give respect.
Shout
respect
out Boston.
Man, Rick, can I tell you something? That's why you my dog.
I got to give respect where respect is due. Listen, Brady's him.
Come on. He got
Brady's
seven
him.
Super Bowls, my nigga.
He's seven to Eli.
He lost to Eli twice, no doubt.
By the way,
seven.
They had a chance.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill, Spend, and Expense. The free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And he's Eli's bitch.
But listen, yeah. every comedian, they let him have it. And some of the jokes went a little too far.
What was your favorite?
To some people, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart. Where he said something about his wife fucking the Asian trainer. And yeah. It was just, and he's standing yeah. there. You can see Tom Faye. He's smiling. And it's
turning
like.
Red.
He's not turning red, but he. He just got a smile on the face, but the smile didn't move. So you could tell he was like,
okay. It was. They say it's truth to every joke.
Yeah, no. He wasn't lying.
Hear me out. Every time somebody roasted Tom, they said he was gay and he was fucking his male trainer.
No. His wife's fucking the trainer.
His wife left him for her jiu-jitsu.
For her trainer.
No,
but they said, they say he was messing with his trainer.
I see that one went over my head.
But that's his trainer.
That's his trainer.
Bill Belichick said he spent more times
listening
Guerrero. Trying to figure out if he should listen to me or Guerrero.
That's what he was talking about. The trainer.
Guerrero had him on that plant stuff, and everything.
Yes. And he had him on plant stuff, and they was like, and then I mean, everybody's like, that's his boyfriend, and he was like,
there was a funny.
That shit ain't funny to me, man.
There was another joke that was where they got on Bill Belichick too, when they were referencing Deflategate. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. It was
Bill Belichick actually laughed, which I think was the first time I've ever seen that in 30 years.
Yeah. But it was this guy who stole the show named Tony Hinchcliffe. That motherfucker.
Oh, with the
the podcaster
with the thick mustache.
No, he have a mustache. No, remember he started off talking to Dana White, and then he started going up. He's the guy that said Kim Kardashian. He's like, Kim, please close your legs.
Close your legs. Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Came from behind the
Yes. That motherfucker there. And the reason why I pay so attention to him, because they said he has the number one podcast in the world. So I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Let me see what makes him special. And that nigga destroyed it. Like, killed it.
Yeah. My favorite part was when Randy Moss got up there and he was like, don't I got a ring? Don't I got a ring because you didn't want me to cheat with you?
Yeah, exactly. He said you ain't trust me.
He said you ain't trust me enough to cheat with you. That's why I ain't got a ring.
But I'm gonna be honest with you. But let me take it a little deeper. That roast showed me something. That was the first time in about 7 years that Kevin Hart looked cool on stage. He's been on a decline, and that was the first time he looked like a cool. Funny nigga.
Yeah.
And what it taught, hear me out. Because what it taught me is, because I think if Kevin Hart dropped a special right now, I don't think people would care. Because I just think that he's done it so much and the last three or four have not been funny at all. Mm. So I think he got to that place of Eddie Murphy where it was like, you ain't funny, but make movies. You know, like Eddie Murphy don't have to do stand-up no more. But what it showed me was that sometimes you need to leverage your brand with someone else's to take both of you guys up. Yeah. Because to me, that was one of the dopest events I've ever seen.
So dope.
It was incredible I've ever seen. The fact that all of the players was there, everybody was on stage, it was fire. Shout out to Sam J, my homegirl Sam J. She killed it when she was talking about the, like who she was saying. She said, Drew Bledsoe, like, your ring is like my dildo.
Yeah, like, your ring is like, there. Because she was in the hospital.
It's there. But it don't count. It's not real.
Is
it's
that
like
a black girl from Boston. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So
yeah.
That's a black girl from Boston.
Yes.
That's my homegirl.
Yeah.
But
okay.
my point is that it showed me that if you're listening right now and you feel like your brand is stale, the easiest cheat code is to align it with someone else's that can use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom Brady has never been associated with funny his entire career.
Never.
Ever.
Here's the first time he does something funny. They make it a different presentation live on Netflix. And now we all watch at the same time. We all getting the same. And to me, that's what I took from it. Like, so if your brand is stale, find somebody you can align with. Like when people think about it, when people didn't know if CeeLo was going to come back, he came back with that Mighty Mouse or
Danger Mouse.
And did Gnarls Barkley. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you got to reinvent yourself. And to me, that was a reinvention moment for Kevin Hart to me, because I feel like he was at that place where we liked him, but when I seen him dancing on a Chase commercial.
Yeah, he was on a commercial.
Doing a Chase commercial is different.
But dancing on it.
Dancing? My nigga, you 45.
Yeah.
Let me let these people make you dance like you ain't a celebrity without dancing.
Right,
that's like Steph Curry shooting the basketball. Like, you know that's what I do.
Yeah. Mm.
So when I seen him dancing in a Chase commercial, I remember just thinking like, he better get all the money he can. Because that type of shit is going to turn off the audience.
Yeah.
And he did that. And I'm like, now that's what you do. Now that's how you come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You come back and you do something that we're not watching for you. We watch for Tom. People make fun of Tom. But now you're there. We get to see you in a different light. And now we like you.
And so he rose to the occasion. He rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
And to me, he rose to the occasion. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, that rose to me. That shit inspired me.
I loved it.
It was dope. I mean, I was so inspired.
I was like, is this how Caucasians talk about each other and joke?
Yes, they do. And yes, they do.
That's
all the time.
Way of like, talk, I work, that's the way
that,
of like.
No, when I worked at Delta.
Talking shit to each other.
When I worked at Delta with the white boys, they would, the joke was, don't leave your private area open because they'll punch you in it.
Yeah.
Like, from the back.
Yeah, punch in the dick. Yeah, see, yeah. See, I grew up in Boston.
They never did that. Nobody black.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just know that in the break room, I never seen nobody black.
So switching over.
Go ahead.
The NBA playoffs have been fantastic.
Go New York. Go New York.
Fantastic. It's been
fantastic. Especially because the Knicks are doing good.
No, the NBA is better when New York is good. I think we all could agree on that. The league, professional sports are better when New York teams are winning because it's the biggest market in the country.
Yep. I disagree.
The most important city, definitely
Boston.
Sports city.
Definitely
Boston. I disagree.
If I didn't have a friend from Boston,
we wouldn't mention it.
I would go so deep in on you right now. Boston is the only city that the only time they allow black people in the room is when they're playing on the motherfucking field. Let's be clear, they are a racist city. They don't like the only black people they like are the athletes.
That's it.
And you know it, because you ain't said a fucking word. You would have denied it if you knew it. Am I lying?
See, that's not really true, though.
But? Did you say but?
Yeah.
You don't think it's true?
I think it's a little bit truth to that, but
It's a lot of truth to that.
Because
ain't no little bit.
Okay,
y'all have won more championships than every other franchise from black people. And that was Bill Russell still had to shoot at his neighbors. Because they didn't like him in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We want you on the court. We don't want you in this neighborhood.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's certain. Where did he live in Boston, though?
It doesn't matter.
It's Boston.
That's why you can't take. Don't do that.
Okay, like, but let me tell y'all something. There's certain places just like, you know,
Ain't no place in New York like that.
Not New York City.
Ain't no place in New York like that.
So there's black people in the Hamptons?
New York City. That is Long Island.
You said New York City.
That's Long Island.
That's 2 hours out of the city.
That is a whole other thing.
New York City, you can't afford to be racist.
Damn sure.
Because if you are, you're going to be an unhappy, miserable motherfucker because everywhere you go, there are different people.
Yes, it is.
See, everybody calls Boston racist, but little do y'all know, the white people in Boston act more ghetto and crazy than the black people.
That's what makes them racist.
You know, so.
That's what makes them, that's why we're saying that, because they act like us, they just don't like us.
Yeah.
The only thing we respect out of Boston is New Edition.
And shout out, boy, shout out to New Edition, shout out to Marvelous, shout out to my dog.
Marvelous, Marvin Big Hagler, Bob. No question.
Shout out to
Marvin Hagler for sure.
Shout out to everybody I know from Boston.
Rocky can't forget Benzino.
Shout out to Benzino, my nigga. And by the way, Benzino will tell you Boston is racist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They is racist.
Yeah, they are. So what was trying to tell you? So why you want us to give them props? Then?
You running for governor of Boston?
No,
or
I'm just
like
saying
that?
It's because it's not because mayor, I don't want y'all to think that mayor. Boston's just huh? like so.
Yeah.
So
you have an Asian woman mayor right now?
It's really it's certain places you go in Boston that will open. I don't know. I live in Atlanta.
Why'd you move from Boston? Then?
No,
I'm from Boston because
you can't. Everything you said, it goes away. Jack, what's the mayor of New York's name?
Eric Adams.
No question.
I don't know the mayor of Boston.
Because Boston doesn't matter like New York. That's all I'm saying. I'm not here to disrespect Boston. I love Boston. I just went there. I have a lot of fun there. But I'm saying,
when it comes to the sports shit, though, y'all don't got it.
Y'all are elite.
We never had it. Let's be clear.
That's what he said, though.
No, y'all are elite.
No,
Boston's elite.
No, he said.
The Bruins, Patriots, elite.
That's not what he said.
Celtics, elite.
He said that the NBA is better when New York teams, the leagues are better when New York teams are winning.
Right.
That's what he said. And you said Boston. We like, ain't nobody here care about the Celtics.
It's different.
Or the Red Sox.
I'll take that, you know. Y'all from New York, so I'll take it. But I love the Celtics.
I think the Celtics are going to come out the East as long as they don't. You know,
I think the Celtics are coming out the East.
When I think they're going to win it all.
And I hope we play.
I don't know if they're going to win it all. I don't know. Because there's another young man who I'm about to speak
out. Watch out for that nigga from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, I'm about to speak about him in a second.
Ant-Man.
Because that guy, right, he's the new face of the NBA.
Yeah. He took it.
He's American born, and I say that because it's important, because arguably the five best players in the league right now are not American born. Mm. You understand?
Look at my nigga getting fat.
So when you talk about Nikola Jokic, SGA, Joel Embiid, Luka Doncic, and they're all spectacular. Ant-Man.
And Giannis. Five.
Yeah.
Ant-Man is from Atlanta, Georgia.
And he talks like an Atlanta.
Born and raised. Went to the University of Georgia.
He's from the West Side.
He talked like Lil Baby.
Yeah, he's from the West Side.
I
saw when they swept the Suns.
Hope you don't.
He was walking to the press conference with a do-rag on and his pants sagging, and he was cheered for it. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a new face of the NBA.
And
he has the moxie, he has the charisma, he has it, quote unquote.
I just hope Minnesota could keep him.
They won't.
He ain't want to stay there.
No. He's going to get his money there. He might even win a title this year, because I think they could beat Boston.
I think they can. I think they can win a title this year. Because they got 2 7-footers. They got Ant-Man. They got the best defense.
In the league.
I watched that. First of all, I picked Denver to win the whole thing.
Denver
I
might
watched
get sweat.
Denver play them.
They might get sweat.
They drag them.
Nigga, I've never seen defense that good. Like, they couldn't get nothing up. Mm-hmm. Boston's in trouble. They got to get past Brunson, by the way.
He's putting up damn near 40
players. They got to get past Brunson, by the way.
We're seeing a real changing of the guard, and there's a lot of...
By the way, I love that you said that. That's the real conversation.
It is, because there's a lot of new young talent.
This is the first year since 2005.
No Steph Curry, no LeBron
or KD. None of them in the playoffs.
Oh wow!
And two of them got basically swept.
Wow.
Yes, and KD and
KD got 4-0, and LeBron lost 4-1.
Gentlemen sweep. Steph didn't even make the playoffs.
And they got swept by younger teams.
Yeah, of course.
No. This is the first. This hasn't happened. The younger teams usually struggle. They got it together now.
They got it together.
OKC, Minnesota. I ain't gonna lie. Minnesota gonna win it all.
Defense wins championships,
nigga,
and they got the best
Minnesota,
in the business.
If they get past Denver, if they win game three against Denver, they win in the championship.
Mm-hmm.
If they beat, because Denver owns Boston.
Yes.
Owns them. Boston didn't want to play Denver in the finals. That's what they was trying to avoid.
The Nuggets.
So I'm just saying. Sorry, Boston.
But there's something to be had here. And
oh, my God.
Being that I guess I'm like really the only New Yorker on this couch. Like,
no, you're not.
I'm not, but
you know.
So am I. Born and raised.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, so
but let me tell you, but I have something I want to say here. What I love, though, and I don't know if, you know, somebody like in the Knicks PR has been talking to James Dolan, but what to me has been the most spectacular change that I've seen is that every game has had all of the classic Knicks players in the front row.
That's by design.
Okay.
They have to.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like and the only one that's missing, the only one that's missing, of course, is Charles Oakley. But we haven't made the playoffs in some time, so I guess, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I just like the fact that they are paying homage to the former Knicks.
Yeah,
so you see like Melo and Camby, Stephon. Larry Johnson,
Latrell Sprewell,
all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think
when the God, when the Knicks are hot and they're in the playoff, the Garden is rocking. There's no place like it.
I'm happy for y'all. I'm happy for y'all.
I know. You want to be from New York? Don't worry about it.
I'm really happy for
you. You just cut the hate with a knife.
You want to put my Yankee on?
No, I'm good.
My question to you is, how does it feel to know that when Boston win, you're not invited to the parade because you're black?
I am invited to the parade, and I done been to a lot of parades in Boston.
I'm fucking with you right now.
I done been to a lot.
All Patriots parades, maybe one Celtics.
But where I'm from in Boston, we're not racist. And we work together, yeah. But I'll see, my family's from Brockton, but I have family in Dorchester, so I go back and forth. Dorchester is downtown Boston.
I just was in Boston a few weeks ago. I love it. And I went to a Celtics game. Shout out to my connect. I love it. I just hate when Boston people start acting like, listen, we don't love y'all like that. We love the team. Y'all
love the women,
teams.
Though. Y'all love us women, though. But, you know, everything else, you know, we're going to leave it.
We love y'all.
I'll let y'all
come. Hey, Birdie and women, let's go.
Let me ask you this question. What is, like, the two... get food in Boston, like, you know, New York, you get a pizza or a hot dog or something like that. Like, what do you
seafood.
Have to go?
Then you gotta eat seafood.
They're out of port.
Boston clam chowder.
You gotta eat clam chowder. You gotta eat some seafood.
I've never been there before. That's
and then
I'm
you gotta have Cape Verdean food. You gotta eat some Cape Verdean.
What's like?
Food.
Give me what's a Cape Verdean dish? Like, what's the
so
name?
So I
something?
Like beefy de casa.
What?
That's what it's called, beefy de casa.
Oh, so it's okay. I don't want to hear none of that shit. She ain't cooking for us.
So it's like a steak with rice, and then we have this
where
sauce we
it?
Put over it. It's in Boston at this restaurant called Cesaria.
Nah,
Cesaria.
You bring that,
get the ingredients.
I got y'all. I'm gonna cook for y'all when
tomorrow?
I told y'all that.
You said that like 5 weeks.
Me and
ago.
Jen just arranged something.
Nah, don't give her in it. Don't put her in it.
Nah, I ain't gonna be here tomorrow.
I'm gonna cook though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be
what else
okay,
we got?
When we come back, we're going to do it. Okay, so Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, y'all. So I want to ask you guys, what's one memory from your childhood with your mom or mother figure that you cherish the most? So mine would be on the weekends, my mom would get up extra early on us, probably about 7 before all of us woke up, and she would head to the store. So I knew I knew she was going to try to leave us in the morning. So I'm like, okay, I'm listening now. I'm trying to get up earlier than her so I could go out with my mom. So I used to get up with her on Saturdays, and she used to take me with her. And we used to go to the stores, and we used to go shopping and just spend time together. And, you know, I was just really, that was a really good memory we have together. That's a really good memory me and my mom
you
had
got memories?
Together.
Yeah, I got quite a few, actually. My mother took me out the country very young to Mexico. It was something I remember. I think I was about 10 at the time. And first, I'm getting a passport and getting on a plane and all that stuff. And yeah, she was always very adventurous, very willing to show me a lot of different things, get myself cultured, you know what I'm saying, especially coming from where we came from. So, you know, I remember those things.
Mm. Rick got the sexiest voice when he talk.
He got something. The sex hotline voice.
Let me tell you something. Oh, you know my mom.
Ringing?
Huh? Is that what?
He said you should hear it in my headset. I said, is his ear ringing or something? It went over your head.
I'm lost.
Ray, what's the memory?
Don't worry about it.
See, that's why Jack can't be here, because Jack is inappropriate.
I don't know.
I'm funny.
I don't know if I've had a memory. I don't know if I've had a memory. I don't know if I had a memory with my parents like that, with my mom like that. My childhood wasn't great.
Right.
I mean, if you said childhood memories, yeah, but you say child memories with my mom,
yeah,
that wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom wasn't. I want to think of something, but it's like grandma, uncles.
Yeah, I can relate.
My mother wasn't like it. We didn't, like, my mother didn't take us nowhere. We didn't do shit. We didn't go nowhere. We didn't do none of that shit. We just, my mom didn't even, I mean, when I went to go to a prom, my mom was like, you better figure out how you getting there, because I ain't getting no money for that shit.
Oh, shit.
I cannot
believe I laughed. That really,
that's real.
That really hurt me. Like, that shit hurt me, because I'm like, it's okay, but
it's the way it just came out how his mom said it.
She was just like.
So what's your favorite memory? Just forget about childhood, just in general.
Probably moving to Atlanta and like hanging out in Hidden Woods on Gobbie Road.
Yes.
Like, that's the most fun of my life.
Having a house.
Having friends.
Right.
You know, like, and we grew up in the projects, very protected. So when you grew up in the projects, like, I wasn't allowed to go outside if my mother wasn't outside.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I wasn't, my mom didn't tell me go play in the park. Like, no, my mom was like, I'm coming down, then you can play. But she was protected, but she just wasn't nice. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I didn't have a lot of childhood memories like that. Like, my kids do.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I act the way I act right now.
With your kids, yeah.
Period in life. I think I'm reliving my childhood. That's why I'm always like trying to have fun. And because I didn't have a really good childhood.
That,
like,
makes sense, though.
Yeah. I love seeing y'all in Miami a few weeks ago. Like, that
was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I know you be talking about that a lot, and just seeing everyone happy on the speedboat or whatever. I thought that was dope.
That was a yacht.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, he said a speedboat.
Shit cost too much money to be called a speedboat. My bad. That was not
wasn't
a speedboat.
No boat. Yeah, that was not a boat.
Motherfucking yacht. That nigga, it was no three
little,
bedrooms
that
in there.
That wasn't a little fishing boat. Cool.
It was three bedrooms in there with three bathrooms.
I stand corrected.
I'm just saying, I'm with you, but nah, but the reason why I act the way I act is because of how hard my childhood was. And I always was jealous of people having fun. Because I was like, damn, why did I not have fun? Why did nobody show me those things? And then I just started getting those things to myself. So yeah. I think the best memories I have of my mom is when I have money. Because I pay for everything. And now my mom was on a boat. We had a good time.
Right,
she can remember that forever. But if it came to her doing something for us, shit.
Mm.
You motherfuckers better figure it out.
Yeah.
My mom, I mean, I didn't go to no prom. I didn't graduate. My mom didn't pay no dues for graduating. My mom was like, I'm not doing shit for you. I don't know why she was like that. I give her a pass. But
what's that tough love?
I don't think it was tough love. I think it was I don't give a fuck love.
Yeah.
I'm being honest with you. Like, yeah. I just, you know, it's over now. But when you went to that, I'm like, damn, that's fucked. I'm like, damn, let me think of one great moment. I can't think of one.
Yeah. Well, my childhood, you know, it was a lot of us. So it was like that one moment that I could remember that was really. But my childhood wasn't, you know, my mom is up north mom. So I was raised off of tough love also.
And it was kind of get it how you live type of love. About my mother, because I want to paint a picture like she, my mother was fun. She was probably one of the most popular women in our project.
Yeah.
She was fun. Everybody loved her. She was just mean as fuck to me.
Yeah. Mm.
So it was like everybody loved her, but she just wasn't nice to me.
But you know what? If she wasn't mean, you might not have been the man you are today.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But I am reliving my childhood.
Yes. Reliving, and take me with you.
That's why I shop the way I do. That's why I move the way I do. Because I'm like, nigga, I wasn't supposed to be shit. I'm glad that I'm up right now.
Trust
like, I'm living my childhood. I'm going to do what the fuck I want, how I want.
Well,
before we go, we got to sing Jack Happy Birthday.
I ain't saying nothing about my mother yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you going to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, shit, nigga. Just
anyway, I think that I had somewhat of a similar but a little bit of a different childhood. My mother did a lot for me. So like I went to Disney World probably for like 10 straight summers.
Oh wow, you're lucky.
Coney Island.
Yeah, I went to Disney World too. My uncle took me though.
I think it's two things that I can think about that probably means the most to me. When I first decided that I wanted to do music and then I was like kind of good at it and stuff like that. For my graduation gift, my mother bought me a Triton. So that was a $3,000. It's a keyboard.
Okay.
So it's like a $3,000 keyboard. I didn't use it much, but just the fact that, you know, she believed in me and tried to pour on me enough to do that.
Yeah, that's
like,
love.
Niggas in my hood didn't have.
I had computers.
I had computers all my life, you know what I'm saying? But,
you had a maid, nigga.
I'm telling
word.
You had a $3,000. My mom be like, what? Look at me like I'm
crazy. But I think the most meaningful mom moments for me, and it wasn't just from my mother. Like, this is 2024, so 9 years ago when I was in jail, my mother, one of my... two of my friends' moms, they all came and saw me.
Yeah.
And I think that,
in jail.
You know, yeah, I was on Rikers. And
he
I
did
think
six
that.
6 months.
Nine.
No, I did 6 months.
Yeah, he told us
nine.
That.
Yeah. But no, it's, you get sentenced to 10 months, but you only do six.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I just think that above everything else, a mother don't have to really just be your mother.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though my mother was a great mom, I've had a lot of motherly figures in my life. My big sisters are like mothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like,
for sure.
I want to give a shout out to all the mothers because I think like that really meant a lot. That's why I'm going to New York this weekend because I haven't seen my other mothers in a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like above everything else, I have the means.
Where's
and
your mom?
The availability. My mother's where she's at, but I won't be with her this year.
You and your mom ain't cool.
No, we great, but she's not where I'm with. She's not in New York.
You don't want to say where she is? She on the run?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's not no...
She where she is.
Really right on the run,
is she on the run?
She's in her house. I'd just rather not disclose what state she lives in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I'm asking.
Yeah. No, it's all good. I love my mother to death. But I'm a bee in New York, so I'm killing a couple of birds. So I'll probably spend it with my older sister, and I'll visit my other moms, too.
All right.
Let's switch this up, because that's nothing. Give me your best mother song. Song dedicated to mothers.
Dear Mama.
That's yours. Tupac?
Tupac? Definitely.
What's yours?
Probably Mama from Boyz II Men.
I like Boyz II Men, Mama.
I'm going to go around the room, by the way. I'm asking everybody. Aaron?
Mama's my favorite Boyz II Men.
George?
Jay-Z, Mama,
Okay.
Oh, that's my nigga.
Ooh.
I like my nigga. I was nobody thinking to say that.
Boyz II
Men. Mama?
It's still Mama. Dear Mama.
Tupac? Okay.
Mother song.
Yeah.
I gotta go Dear Mama.
Yeah.
So, which
had a different way, but
Boyz II
Men's my
favorite.
Yeah. What, Mama?
Boyz II
Men.
Yeah.
Mama.
That's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
Mine's just Kanye. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, okay. Mama.
Yeah.
Fire.
I'm so proud of you.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. That makes me cry too.
Yeah.
Best father song now. That's what we gotta change. See, what I'm trying to say, everybody's like,
oh. Hold on, we gotta say that to Father's Day.
Everybody sat back like.
We gotta save that to Father's Day.
No, I'm just,
it ain't that many of them.
I'm here to prove to you.
It ain't that many of them.
Nigga gonna say, stunting like my daddy. Like, you gotta go like, real daddy
I like
though.
Luther Vandross, walk with
dance my father.
That's my father.
Again.
I love that song.
Which is probably that's either that song. One or you're gonna go, what, Will Smith, that, just the two of us?
That came
it ain't that many of them.
That came out when he was dead and his father was dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say it like that.
No,
what I'm saying.
Truth.
Dance My Father came out when he was. It was Beyonce Luther was dead. Beyonce had a song called Dance My Father?
Luther.
Dance My Father?
Yeah, that was on the first. That was on Dangerously in Love.
Yeah.
No, that was called Daddy. That's what you're talking about?
I forget what it's called. But she's
it's the last song like
she's
on Dangerously in Love.
What's the last time? See, we be trying to like be sentimental. We gotta really just talk to the black community. Like, we gotta talk. What's the biggest ass whooping you ever got from your mom?
Oh shit!
What's the biggest ass? Go first.
Well, my mom had this plastic hanger trick. If you got out the bathroom and that plastic hanger was in the hallway waiting. What?
You get fucked up.
I got one.
No, I remember this now. I have to think about this one.
Tell
here.
Me.
Fifth grade.
You couldn't fight back.
Fifth grade.
He never forget that
listen,
ass.
Couldn't run either, nigga.
But it's what it was
bring
crazy.
Your ass over here.
I said something very rude and disrespectful to a teacher. Right? It was of the sexual nature to a female teacher. Right?
Oh, shit.
My little ass being fresh. A female friend of mine, you know, from the same probably grew up in, ratted me out.
Ooh.
Ratted on me. So I was like, man, I don't give a fuck this down the third. They went and called my mother. In the house. My mother puts me on the phone. I'm coming home now. I'm going to work now.
She put
it took me about an hour to get home. It normally takes me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
From school, it took about an hour.
Oh, yeah, you want to ride a black solo shit?
Graduation. Well, I was scared to go home. I'm walking around the building.
Yeah.
I'm walking around like, I was trying to kill time.
Yeah.
I'm delaying in that because it's coming. I know it's coming. Fuck, let's just get it over with. Go knock on the door. Snatch me in the house.
Snatched? I think it's snatch. Like, bitch.
Game over.
She was waiting for you.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, I was really bad in school as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Why would you say believe it or not? Like,
I can believe that.
Nigga, we believe that.
I can believe that.
So, like, I'm talking about, like, sitting in the front of the class, couldn't go on school trips. Yeah. Like, I was that bad.
Oh, what? You one of those? Short bus?
No.
He was just
short bus.
I was probably one of the smartest kids, but
I was about to say.
You know, just I was going through some shit.
Yeah, so. Can you finish the story?
So, anyway,
I want to hear
I
story.
Don't know what grade this was. It was maybe fourth or fifth. So my mother worked in my school. And I did something. And they came. It was so bad. Like, they told her in the middle of the day what I did.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I guess then they wasn't, like, checking people's purses and shit like that when they came into the school. So my mother had this long-ass cable extension cord. Like, a cable wire. Like, you know,
dang.
And, like. I mean, like, she was beating the fuck
in
out
school?
Of
in school?
Yeah, in the staircase.
Yeah.
And she was
in
like.
In front of the teacher, she didn't give a damn.
I mean, they gave us the staircase.
Where they can't scream. Wait, where they can't hear him scream.
They gave us the staircase to
help! As a student, his mom, don't worry about
and,
it.
You know, and she was like, you know, if you run, it's going to be worse if I have to run and catch it. Because, you know, I was hitting her with the Barry Sanders and all that, juking up.
That's embarrassing.
You know, I still got the scars. I just had to sit there and eat it. Yeah, that's a fact. Cut my skin.
I probably got a couple scars too. Yeah. So let me tell you guys mine. So I grew up with, it's a lot of us. I grew up with all my brothers. It used to be, but my cousins, my brothers, everybody being one house, about 10 kids in one house. So, you know, I was being bad one day. We was all being bad. So my mom was like, y'all go take a shower. Y'all go get in the shower. So, you know, we all getting in the shower. We young, so the girls get in there. She comes in the bathroom with a belt and beats us in the shower.
Damn.
That's abuse.
That she beat us in the shower. I'm talking about.
I love your
mom,
so I ain't gonna call a cop.
The Caribbean mom.
I love your mom.
But my mom is Cape Verdean.
I want to call a cop.
So my mom came in there, she took her belt, and because I think she was just tired of us, because she had, you know, she was just tired of us, and she went in there and she beat us with a belt while the shower.
So then, like the water ass splashing all that.
And I was like, yeah,
making waves.
She was not playing. She whipped our ass, and I'll never. And after that moment, I was like, I'm never gonna let her whip my ass ever again.
That's what your girls will say.
I was like, she's never gonna whip my ass ever again.
Here's mine. First grade.
I don't know the struggle.
First grade, Miss Gellerstein class.
Damn, you remember the teacher name and everything.
Nigga, I got an impeccable memory.
I remember all my teachers. I remember all of them.
Nigga, Miss Gellerstein class. I'll never forget this bitch. I don't even want to ever see her again. She has a unique name, Miss Gellerstein. This bitch told Lorraine so much bad shit about me, and it was almost like I think she had it out for me, because I was bad, but I wasn't dangerous bad. I was silly bad. I was like, Ray is joking, or Raymond is making jokes. I wasn't like Raymond is stealing, Raymond is beat, but you would have thought Raymond was stealing. And my mother, you know, I like when the slaves, they had their hand like this.
I'm a star.
My mother had both hands in one hand. Went like my whole walk home. Nigga, I ain't got my ass kicked like that. I'm a Virgo. I just need to see it once, what it feel like. I ain't never got in trouble. Like, I get in trouble, but I tell y'all, when we was in fifth grade, I got in trouble. And they was like, Miss Wilhelmina was like, I'm going to call your moms because I'm trying to be cool. I'm cool now. I'm 10. I think I'm cool. And I'm like, we just jumped this little boy named Arnold. I remember all of this shit. And they took us in the principal's office. And, you know, we sitting down like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
You hard now.
We looking at him like, fucking snitch. You know, we little boys, snitch. So the teacher coming in, she was like, we're going to suspend y'all. And I'm like, hold the fuck on. And we're going to call your parents. My nigga, I got on my knees. I swear to God, I was like, please don't call them up. And I cried so much that she said, I'll never forget, she said, I'm going to let Raymond pick y'all punishment because I think he's the only kid that really understands the nature of what we did, what y'all did. But she didn't know. All I wanted was for you not to tell Lorraine.
Mom.
Nigga, I never played with her. I'm trying to tell you, my mom was more like my motherfucking drill sergeant.
Yeah.
And a bully. Took my money, whipped me, took my money. Like, it was like, what the fuck is this? This cannot be life, my nigga.
And your mom is the sweetest.
Well, hold on. What?
I love your mom.
She knows my mom.
What punishment did you choose for the homies?
I said, we're going to stay after school. We're going to write on the board. We're going to... I just stopped making shit up.
Whatever I got to do.
We're going to make sure nobody messes with Arnold. Ever again.
Protect him.
We're going to protect him.
We his friend
like,
now.
Miss Wilhelmina was like, nigga, I guarantee you one fucking thing, Lorraine didn't get called that day.
That was your first negotiation, huh?
I've been doing it for a long time.
He had to make executive decisions.
I remember crying. I remember crying, going, please. And I remember looking over at my friends laughing at me. Because they was laughing at me. And I was like, fuck them niggas. They mom was not with their ass. Like, my mom was mad. Please. I'm so. And I was like, I looked at them. And they was like, damn. Like, I really believe when I left that. First of all, Miss Wilhelmina should go be in jail.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell you why she should be in jail. She should have called the cops. The way I acted, she should have called the police.
She should have called somebody.
She should have said, I think Raymond is being abused at home. Bitch, why are you? I was crying for help.
Bitch. You scared your mom.
She ain't missed it. You.
Yeah. You scared your mom's going to season you.
Nigga, my mom, listen, let me tell you something. My mom, my entire life, my mom was a tyrant. My mom
I always tell the story. I got my first paycheck. My mom said, "You better take that shit back." Nigga, my friends is laughing just like that. Oh, your mama take your shit. But look how many people I take care of.
Yeah.
Look how much shit I deal with. Look at it. They can't beat me because she beat me. And nigga, she gave me no mercy. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect shit from nobody in the world.
Mm.
Nobody.
That's deep.
Lorraine is, I'm not playing that. Nobody, I'm not with that shit. So I just, that's why I'm like, we talking about the great stories about our mamas. Let's talk about a great story about y'all mamas. I ain't no great, my mom fucked me up. Like I was a stranger. I never forget, we took some steak. We took some steak out the pot. We used to love the juice. Me and my sister used to like dip the juice.
Yeah.
I guess my mom had a measure of how much juice is in it. Cause when that motherfucker came home, she woke everybody up with ass whippings.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man,
Stealing steak juice?
Man, when you're in a project, everything
everything counts, man. Everything
counts. Yeah.
First of all, what we don't talk enough about is how packed you are, how you're stacked on each other, and how we have to live together.
Right.
Nigga, my house is 14,000 square feet, 5 stories, and I still need breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine living in a 2-bedroom apartment, 18 of us, and nigga, when you walk, nigga, dog, it humbles you, bro.
Very.
If that don't make you
real talk,
the fuck you are today, nothing will.
I'm surprised in New York. You grew up in New York too, so you had a house.
No, I grew up in the hood.
You did?
Yeah. Though, you know, if you let someone from Baisley say it, that I grew up in the good part of Baisley.
Good part of Baisley. Because
it was
the good part.
It was a Mitchell Lama, so it was a co-op.
I heard a story that you and Davon got in trouble, and y'all moms wrote letters to the school.
Yeah, that happened in college.
Guess what? Lorraine ain't never wrote a fucking
letter. I was in college,
my
mom
ain't wrote a letter for me ever.
Y'all went to college together?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. My mom never wrote a letter.
You're old enough, though, in college to know what's going on. So why would she have to write a letter?
Because
she loved you.
Sick day. Well, actually, I had to pay for a lawyer to get back. Davon just got his associates and dipped.
Yeah, because they said you didn't show no mercy.
So can I ask you guys a question? So based on like we just talked about our upbringing with our moms and everything, so how did that kind of make it, how did that differ what type of women you would date and what type of women you would like in your life?
That's a great question. I didn't realize I didn't trust women until I had to fix my relationship with my mother because I didn't trust women. I didn't trust my mom.
Right.
I trust her now, but it's I don't want nobody like her. I'm not being an asshole. Yeah. Like my mom was used to men like being workhorses for her.
Yeah.
So my mom like she like people that like do shit for her.
Yeah.
So I was.
That's like my mom.
Yeah. You know, she a real like.
They like the workers.
She gonna find a use for a nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
My mom will find use for somebody around this motherfucker. She don't give a fuck who you are.
She gonna work you.
You gonna work.
Definitely.
So yeah, for sure. But shout out to my mom. We good. I love her. I love her to death. And I don't want to be fake and act like I have memories, but I do want to say that shit made me.
Yeah.
And when I meet a lot of women now and they be like, "Wow, you're such a real man," I got to give credit to her.
Damn.
And it's like, because we laugh about this. I'm like, I don't think you know what you was doing.
Yeah.
I think you just was a fucked up person and I just worked out. It just worked out for me.
Just worked out. Cause
I don't think she knew what she was doing. Cause if she did, she would have been nicer to me.
I don't know. I take some of your points, how your mom raised you, and I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go like that with my son.
You said what?
Like some, how you tell me some stuff about your mom, I'd be like, okay, maybe I should stop being like that with my son.
Cause my mom spoiled Michael. Yeah. Like Michael was spoiled. Him and her like this. My brother, oh my God. That was the motherfucking baby.
Yeah.
He could get whatever he want.
Oh yeah, me, for sure. He's the baby. They always get what they want.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
That's why I act like a baby now when I'm the age I am, because I want what I want now. I ain't had that as a kid.
Okay.
End it all. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, so Jack, how about you?
I think my mother, and I guess y'all could tell with me, my mother wasn't really an emotional woman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So like no funny shit. The first and only time that I've ever seen my mother cry was probably, I had to be 25. Like when I think my aunt, my uncle died, and she cried. That's the first time in my life that I saw my mother cry.
That says a lot about you. Now I understand.
Yeah,
what you
now, know what I'm now I understand. It makes me understand Jack a little bit.
My
better.
Mother, growing up, like if anything was wrong, I could never detect it because she never cried about it or like, you know what I'm saying? Like never gave me no sense.
Were you raised in a house with her?
Of course.
You talk about it like,
I live with my mother and my father for most of my life.
Oh, but until you talk like she's a stranger sometimes.
No. Sorry, but
like,
well, she is kind of a stranger because emotionally, it wasn't a lot of.
I didn't have emotions either, but my mom wasn't a stranger.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I live with my mom. Yeah, my mother. And like when my dad died, she really stepped up and put her arms around me and helped.
Your only child?
No, I'm the baby, actually. You'll meet my brother and sister on Friday.
How many of y'all is it?
I have two brothers and two sisters. So my dad had two kids before he met my mother. My mother had one son. And then I have one sister that we have the same mother and father. And I'm the baby.
You just really explained a lot about Burgundy. We can go to the next. So we understand you now.
Yeah, I definitely understand why he doesn't cry when Lion King is showing.
This nigga
I understand
don't give
all
a
that.
Fuck about nothing. Now I understand why.
Now I understand.
I get it now. Everything about you just made sense right now. Everything about you.
The movie is unraveling?
It ain't unraveling.
Oh, it's unraveled.
It's unraveled, nigga. I understand. Everything about you just made sense.
Okay, cool. Great.
Are we done for good? We done?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the culture report.
Whoa! Thanks, Rick. I like that you ended it for me. Thank you.
We're not leaving without y'all singing happy birthday. Come on. What y'all doing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Burgundy.
Burgundy Jack. Burgundy.
You got too many names, nigga.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.